Hello, my name is John Wernham. Up until my middle teens, I was brought up in Pound Lane, Bower Skipper. My mother's parents moved from Bermondsey, South London, to a little cottage called Dulcie Dolmen in North Benfleet in the early 1920s. This cottage had a large piece of ground, which my grandfather turned into a small holding, on which he kept cows, pigs, geese, chickens and ponies, etc. His sister used to drive from London to Pound Lane in a twin set, which was a large trap pulled by two horses to stay for the weekend in the country. In those days, land was very cheap and he bought several plots in the Pound Lane, Clifton Road area. He opened up a small general store in Clifton Road called Clifton Stores. Later, he built a row of bungalows and a larger shop in Pound Lane, also called Clifton Stores. I was born the latter end of World War II and as a child have fond memories of Saunders the Baker's horse-drawn van stopping outside my home and Mr. Saunders doing his rounds with a large wicker basket on his arm and the smell of freshly baked bread. A corn chandler from nearby Tarpots also delivered by horse and tumbrel. This was driven by Mr. Polly, who used to tie up his horse on a tree in our hedge while he made his deliveries. This horse would not let anyone get near him except Mr. Polly. If at any time Mr. Polly was ill, the horse stayed in the field, no one would go near him. Many of the roads were unmade and had large ruts in them. These were the plotland roads, where plots of land were sold back in the 1920s at £5 a plot. People mostly from London brought these plots and built small wooden bungalows on them to use as weekend holiday homes. After the war, due to bomb damage, a lot were made homeless and had to move into their plotland holiday homes.
For the next memory, press the button 3 times.